I am very happy to be joined now by Ben Bury, 1868 FC goalkeeper. Ben, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it. And we will get to the previous homestand here in a second, but you and the boys in blue had a great outing against San Diego there this past weekend, getting a strong 3-1 victory there on the road. Just curious, now that you've had about half a week or so to kind of digest that game and dissect it, how do you feel about the game and the way you guys played this past weekend?
Yeah, coming off that game, there was a lot of positives. And when we've watched the film and gone over it as a whole group, you can see that the type of football that we want to play was really being played during that game. And as a result, we got the win.
And you yourself had a really strong game, 6 saves, which is tied 5th most in club history for a single game. What did you like about your performance in that game? And is there any kind of difference in your game that you've really noticed so far this season?
Yeah, 6 saves. I mean, that's good. And as long as when I'm called upon, I can do my job and help the team, that's amazing. And a lot of credit to the guys in front of me for making my job easy at times. So we all work together, and it's been really good. And what was your other question?
Just if you've noticed anything, you know, any kind of aspect in your game this season that's changed that you feel better about, or just something that you've kind of noticed change in the way you approach games this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As soon as I've got to Reno, I realized there's a much more need to play and pass out of the back, and that's one of the main reasons I wanted to come to Reno. And to really showcase that I'm able to do that, and the team is finally getting the rhythm and the pace of everything playing out of the back with me, and everything's just been syncing up really well lately.
Yeah, you guys have been playing some phenomenal soccer since the season began, all the way back in March, which seems like forever ago. But you guys finally, after having that first road game before the whole shutdown happened, you guys come back and it seems as though you are living on the road. You finally get to have that 3-game homestand about a week or so ago, and or 2 weeks ago now, I guess. But how did it finally feel getting to play in your home stadium this season and finally just to have that time in your home stadium?
Yeah, it's big time. Even though there's no fans, you know that the fans here are supporting us, and it's just, you want to play at Greater Nevada Field. Going on the road always isn't that fun, but you play in a nice field like Greater Nevada, and it just, you get that atmosphere of when you score the goals, everything's going on, the music, the lights, and yeah, that's been big. So hopefully we get that same type of game this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it must be a very different feel not having fans there, but even with that, is there still, you know, does it still feel different to be on the road and to be at your home stadium even without fans present at the games?
Yeah, I definitely feel a bit different. Like, you're in San Diego, unfamiliar territory, new field, and you're still there to do your job, but at the same time, you know that home games will always be more important to you and you want to play at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys have had really some really nice back-to-back wins against Portland to end that homestand, then the great win against San Diego this past weekend. Is there an aspect to this team as a whole that's kind of standing out to you right now that is just, you know, part of the reason why you guys have been so successful this season?
I don't know if there's any aspect really right now that's standing out. I think it's just the coaching staff and the players are all bought into the system. We know that what we have to do to win games is to play our system. And along with that, you're starting to see the guys that are putting in the work, the hard work to get the goals and the assists that they deserve, like Foster, Tucker, Aiden. You see them, they work every day, and you see them finally get their opportunities, and they're creating chances for our team.
Yeah, all around. I mean, you guys have just played some really, really great soccer, and obviously a season that is very different from anything that you guys as professional athletes have had to go through. You have a game, then you go through the whole shutdown period before the official restart. And just curious, I mean, how how did that restart process feel? I mean, having the home workouts and then coming back to the facility and getting those first kind of group workouts back under your belt. How did that feel, and how long did it really take you to get comfortable in that kind of environment?
Yeah, the whole shutdown and everything was definitely a bit of a mental struggle, but you get to see who is the real professionals at that type of time when you come back and you're finally allowed to rejoin the team activities, who really put the work in outside. And I think you could tell that the guys from Reno really put the work in, and we're geared up for the restart, and now we're flying, and I hope we don't slow down.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you guys are going to slow down anytime soon. And was there, I know that you guys were in contact, obviously, with your training staff there with 1868 during that shutdown period. Were there any kind of interesting or odd home workouts that you did during that quarantine period to keep yourself in shape?
Not really, just your normal things that you would imagine, things to keep you sharp. It may be hard sometimes to find places to do stuff as a goalkeeper myself, like what can I do without anyone around me shooting on me or anything, but yeah, you find your ways to stay in shape and to stay sharp.
And then talking with Ben Bury, Reno 1868 FC goalkeeper, and Ben, there's been a lot of conversation obviously around the world of sports with all these restarts happening, whether to go with a bubble or without a bubble. How did you feel, or how do you feel still, about the USL not using a bubble atmosphere and traveling back and forth to these different stadiums? And how comfortable was that at the start, and how comfortable does it feel now?
Yeah, I think at the start, the whole idea of traveling to different cities by bus and by plane was a bit iffy to some people, but as time went on and we started doing it, we realized that the league and the teams put the protocols at a very high demand, and we needed to follow them if we wanted to be able to do what we want to do, and it seems to be working right now, and I hope it continues to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys seem to have everything lined up. I mean, everybody around the league has done a really great job of making sure that everyone follows the protocol, so we can make sure to get this season completed and crown a champion. And you guys now return home after a quick trip to San Diego. You guys are getting ready now to play Phoenix here at home. How do you feel about that match? What are your kind of initial thoughts on Phoenix Rising FC this season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very exciting game. I think they're a good team, but so are we, and we're both in a good place right now, as on our tables and our groups, and I think it'll just be a really big match, and I'm really excited for it.
And obviously you guys have rivalries. There's the Donner Pass Derby with Sacramento, the Silver State Series with Las Vegas, but Reno and Phoenix are two teams that have been very successful the last few seasons. Is this starting to feel more like a rivalry? Is Reno and Phoenix starting to become a little more of a rivalry in the USL?
It does seem to be that way. You start to see the teams that are successful in each conference, East and West, and when you look in the West, you see who the best teams are, and you're always going to look at Phoenix and Reno as of recent, and so I think it's starting to look that way.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch those games in the past. Ben, I really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for calling in. I know it's we're all bummed that we can't be there in the studio to root you guys on in person, but we appreciate you guys continuing to play. We'll be rooting for you this weekend. So thank you very much for your time, and good luck against Phoenix.
Thank you. I appreciate it.